Reverence is a perception, but it is a holy perception. The perception of holiness is not one that we use continually. It is one that we apply to religion, but not to the process of evolution or the learning process of the human life. And so we do not approach the need to learn in all of the learning experiences of our life with regard for their purpose against the backdrop of spiritual development. Perceiving in this way is true reverence, because it allows you to look at what you are going through and to see it within the framework of the evolution and the maturation of your own spirit. It is true reverence because it enables you to look at all the evolutions that are taking place simultaneously with your own in all of the kingdoms of life and fully appreciate, or at least see very differently, how they unfold. Only when we see through eyes that lack reverence, for example, does the feeding of one animal upon another appear to be a cruel system instead of one where species learn to give to each other, where there is a natural give and take and sharing of the energies between kingdoms. This is ecology, the natural redistribution of energy between kingdoms. It is only our kingdom, the human kingdom, that wants to warehouse energy, to use much more than it needs and to store what it does not, so that the balance of the cycle is disturbed so dramatically. If each of us took only what he or she needed for that day, it would be perfect. Animals do not warehouse like us, except in the case of animals that need to for winter. The perception of reverence allows us to see the interdependency of different species from a more comprehensive and compassionate perspective. It allows us to see the significance of each living creature and its experiences to the compassionate unfolding of the universe. This perspective is much less likely to create violent or destructive responses within us as we grow through our lives, because it reveals in each moment the value of all life.